Hey, it's Tax with Sean from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Bloomers in the Tax Quips Forum. She's renting out the rooms in her 5-bedroom house. Bloomers asks, what are the laws for renting out rooms? If the amount I'm making in rent every month, on the average, does not amount to the total cost of the mortgage and house expenses, is there a special tax procedure? Well, Bloomers, these days your arrangement is increasingly common and very smart. IRS has a publication that explains how to deal with rental income. That's IRS Publication 527. Chapter 4 of this publication talks about how to handle it when you rent out only part of the property. I would still recommend that you get some help from a tax professional to set things up for you. Another thing you might consider doing is to treat each room as its own apartment to track rents collected, rents in arrears, deduct the cost for the rooms, etc. Quicken Rental Property software may be ideal for you. It's a little cheaper at Amazon than it is from Intuit. And remember, be very careful about who you rent to. First of all, they're going to be living in your home, so they can either be a joy or they can make your life a living hell. 2. It takes just as long to evict a roommate as a regular tenant. You may be stuck with someone who's not paying rent, is bringing in unsavory guests, and is destroying your property for 2 or 3 months after evictions proceedings start. It can get dangerous. Screen very carefully. 3. Even if it's your best friend or relative, and especially if it is, make the arrangement an arm's length deal with a contract and all. Always treat the tenant relationship professionally, and you're going to get to keep your personal relationship intact and even get paid. Rita Lewis, an EA from Connecticut, adds a tip about getting the right permits. Rita says you can start by checking with your town. Try their website for an overview of zoning laws. In her town, a homeowner can have up to 4 unrelated renters in their home, but more than that is not allowed under current zoning. In a neighboring town that does allow boarding houses, they have to meet specific zoning regulations regarding parking spaces, emergency exits, and so forth. Oh, and yes, one more thing. Make sure your homeowner's insurance knows you're taking in tenants. Get the appropriate coverage. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about renting out your room and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.